No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. Keith is away on vacation with his family this week, so he'll be joining us again next week. But on today's show, we're going to be giving you four ways to save on estate planning. After that, we'll give you four, well, it's the common number here, four penalties that you should avoid during retirement. And in our weekly market report, we're going to be discussing the recent developments with North Korea and the impact that may or may not have on your nest egg. So if you're watching the news and wondering how you could be affected financially from all the global things that are going on as well as here in the U.S., you'll want to stay tuned for that later in the show. With that being said, Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Just returned from the White Mountains up there in New Hampshire.
I know.
And had a great hike. It's just beautiful. Once you get above the tree line level, I mean, you can just see for miles and miles. And you have all of the different sort of cloud formations and all the weather patterns all meeting there.
Yeah.
So it was wonderful. Saw Mount Washington from a distance, but again, all above tree line. And so had a great trip and happy to be home. It was similar to, remember, like the trip out to Park City, where you see nature in all of its glory, and you realize how small you are sometimes when there's such beautiful things out there.
That's what I go up there, and I remember going to Switzerland years ago and looking at the Matterhorn. And it's like, if you don't believe in God now, you're never going to.
Yeah,
so you see the vastness and the beauty of just everything around you.
Oh, so cool. True. So happy to be back on the grid, but back. How about yourself?
Doing well. I mean, we had took the boys up to Connecticut last week.
And or down.
Down. So yeah, I know. True. Down to Connecticut. And went to a couple, like an amusement park, a water park, and just rent a little cabin in the woods and stayed overnight. So it was fun. Just my two boys are 6 and 8, almost 9. So there's a lot of energy there. And it's almost like me. We live through them, because I love doing all the rope swings and zip lines, and they love it. So it's it's really fun for me. My wife's like, I think you like this more than the boys do. But in terms of planning, in terms of just meeting with clients, obviously our firm, since we built the company back in 2003 when we started it, believe it, and it's been our 14-year anniversary is coming up next month, September 3rd.
Yes, it is.
And if you... I guess my question to you, Matt, off the topic here, what are you hearing out there? You're meeting with clients, you're meeting with, I'd say, more folks that haven't worked with us. Because people that work with us, obviously we know they have a full retirement roadmap built out for income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. And we work with them ongoing to make sure everything is maximized. But for new folks who maybe heard us on the show, on our radio show, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, came in for their first meeting, had a cup of coffee with you, what are they saying? What are you hearing as a concern?
I think the biggest thing that recently that I've seen is just the lack of holistic planning, in the sense that sat down with a nice couple, and you know, they were about 3 to 5 years away from retirement, and they had met with a couple other advisors out there and were just not that impressed, because everyone was again talking about you know, investment strategy and, you know,
products,
sort of, you know, products, and how to make the next percentage point and make the next buck. And I was just really sitting down with them talking about how I need to know what your goals are. I mean, I love our process, because and I sort of expressed this to all of our listeners, because I want everyone to give some thought as to what they want to do. You know, I mean, it's so much easier when you're working, or when you have young kids, or when you're starting off in your career, because, all right, you're working to pay the next bill. You know, you're working to save for retirement, but retirement is 30 years away, so I don't need to really worry about that right now. But, you know, when you talk about your kids and different things, I mean, time flies.
Oh, yeah.
And so now retirement, when you're now 5 years away from retirement, you absolutely have to be thinking about what your goals are with that retirement. What's your lifestyle going to be? And I say all of that because that's what begins. You know, that's the very genesis of our process, is talking about people. What are your goals for income? What are your goals for investments? You know, I mean, some people are, you know, they're more wheeling and dealing and love the thrill. Yeah, of the market. Same idea with taxes and legacy and healthcare. You know, there was another woman I sat down with recently who, you know, quality of care when it came to nursing homes and home health care was extremely important to her.
Yeah.
So I wasn't necessarily talking about Medicaid planning and irrevocable trusts. You know, I was talking more insurance and ways of battling and paying for, you know, quality care. So it was... It's the ability to talk about all of those different areas, and not just, hey, what's happening in the market. It's the ability to talk about all those different areas, because what's important to some people is not necessarily important to others, but you need to be able to address all of those issues, or you're not really doing a good job.
And Matt, I can't agree with you more, because that's I'm getting a lot of feedback on that as well, in terms of like a lot of folks out there, and I hate, it almost sounds like I'm bashing competition, which is totally not the case, because I respect everyone out there who's trying to do right by their clients. If you don't try to do right by your clients, I don't respect you, whether you're competition or not. So when it comes down to building a holistic plan, a lot of folks out there, and some do it well, but a lot of advisory firms will do these social security workshops, and they get people to come in, and basically what they do is they try to show them, hey, here's different ways to take social security. By the way, you should buy an annuity. You know, so it's almost like, you know, get them in for one thing, then when they come in, do another thing. And or other companies will just almost come off as, hey, we're financial planners. When you come in, we're going to sell you an annuity, or we're going to sell you insurance, or we're going to do this. Or on the other end, sometimes people just deal with the stock market, and that's all they do. And that's scary too, because then you might be taking on too much risk. So the reason we started our process, and I'll share one of the story of someone that came in concerned about 2 weeks ago, listened to this radio show, came into our office. He was an engineer and she was a dental hygienist. They were about 7 years from retiring. And as we were talking, they said, you know what, Derek? You know what caught my ear? We've been working so hard for our entire lives to amass this chunk of money. And at this stage of the game, we've made a great run with the market. It's been a, you know, 8 year, whatever, bull run in the market, and if not longer, and we just want to take some gains off the table. We don't need to make 10% per year anymore. We only need to make 4 or 5%, and we're set for the rest of our lives. So that was the question I asked them. Is it worth it, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Do you really want to take a chance to try to make an extra 100, 200 grand in your investments with the risk of losing half of it? Or do we want to take some chips off the table and build a plan that can be a lot lower volatility? It will cover your income for the rest of your lives, and we don't have to worry about the market's impact on your portfolio. So our whole process, the retirement roadmap, was built because a lot of folks were concerned about outliving their money and not having enough income. They were concerned about investment risk and having the appropriate portfolios based on their goals. They were concerned about paying too much in taxes, both now and for the next generation. Concerned about healthcare and what the cost that's going to be when they retire. And they were also concerned about how to maximize legally and ethically what's left to the next generation, or different concerns, charities, and organizations that they want to leave money to. So our retirement roadmap process answers those five questions. We build, as part of our retirement roadmap, there's five areas. We build an income plan. We build you an investment plan and keep your risk where it's supposed to be. We look for ways to reduce taxes year after year for you and the next generation. We look for ways to plan for your health care going forward, both Medicare, Medicare supplement, long-term care. And we build the legacy and estate plan to maximize what's left to those you care about. Unfortunately, from a time constraint, we only have 7 appointments available. But if you come in, what happens is when you sign up to meet with us, you'll get a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which will give you a great education start to learning about us. And you'll get a nice video that will tell you what you can expect at that appointment. So book an appointment now. We have 7 appointments available in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. Call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or book an appointment online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we'll give you 4 ways you can save on estate planning. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial. We help people finance their retirement so they can spend their time living life instead of worrying about it. The fact of the matter is, your portfolio will likely need to last about 30 or more years, and the sooner you do something about it, the better off you can be. So if you're not 100% sure that your plan is rock solid, call us today at 800-227-7777 for a review. It's super easy. We'll ask you a bunch of questions to find out what's most important in your life and what makes you happy. Next, we'll review your current plan, and our team will strategize on ways to make your portfolio, your tax strategy, your use of Social Security, and an estate plan better suited for you. At SHP Financial, we want your retirement to be about living life, and we'll sweat the small stuff for you. Call us today for a complimentary review at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
Why do so many people have trusts for their families? Do I need one, and what exactly can it do for me?
How will my son legally make healthcare and financial decisions for me if I'm not well?
What is the estate tax, and how can I minimize what my family has to pay?
How do I protect my children from lawsuits or divorce?
When you think about the comfort and security of your loved ones, there are so many questions that the whole thing can seem overwhelming. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we'll walk you through each step of our dedicated process and address all of your concerns. Then, we create a complete and detailed plan specifically for you. We're committed to carrying out your wishes and protecting your family from the courts, liens, and the tax collector. You see, estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Like we've mentioned many times on this program, we found like a lot of folks that are listening and that are out there and that come into our office fail to plan for an entire retirement plan. They might get bits and pieces, or they might have an advisor that helps them with their investments, but a lot of times they miss out on certain areas like healthcare planning, which is a huge concern to a lot of folks, or minimizing taxes, or one of the big areas is estate planning. So we want to welcome you, or welcome Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning to the show. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here as always. And today we want to talk about 4 ways to save on estate planning. And people might think, well, how am I going to say? Maybe they're going for the wrong angle. But I think if you can introduce maybe number one to start.
Absolutely.
A lot of folks listening have, either they're looking, they've heard they should have an estate plan, but they're not really sure where to go. And sometimes their advisor brings it up, but doesn't give them direction. Sometimes they hear it on a radio or maybe right here on our show. But what are some ways that people and folks listening can save?
So, Derek, excellent topic. There was a recent study by U.S. Trust that said that 31% of people when surveyed had admitted to procrastinating with regards to estate planning, thinking that they could sort of predict the time and place when bad events would happen to them and changes of health and death. But only 55% of people actually completed an estate plan prior to dying, which means there's a 45% of the population passing away with no estate plan whatsoever. I'd say the top four ways of really getting motivated and moving ahead, things people can do. Number one, I think, is applicable for estate planning, for financial planning, and for a lot of other activities in life, which is the sooner you act, the better the outcome. And the sooner we can start an estate plan for people, the better. Very frequently, people will approach me and say, geez, am I too young to do an estate plan? You know, maybe I should wait till I'm retired or something like that. Absolutely not. People can do the estate plan, create a foundational plan upfront and early. And usually the starting gun goes off when people are purchasing their first home, having a first child, starting jobs and so forth, or even for individuals that have children, getting the basics of estate planning, even when they're still in college.
Well, I show a lot of clients that come in, I'll show them, like, you know, even I'm 37 years old, but I've had a trust in an estate plan in place for 5, 6, 7 years, somewhere in that range. And I probably waited too long, you know what I mean? But it's so important to have this area covered as part of your plan. And it's also important to make sure that your financial advisor and attorney are on the same page, and that they know as things change. Obviously, let's say you have a child, or you have a special needs grandchild, or whatever happens, you need to make sure that your advisor is in constant communication with your attorney, whoever is doing your estate plan, because as things change, documents might need to be updated as well.
Absolutely. And if you've started that process, you've done the hard work, everyone's well and healthy and happy when they've started the process, and you're able to really maximize that client's experience. So yeah, that was number one.
Number two
is sometimes people make the mistake of procrastinating because they feel like they're not an expert. And they'll say, you know, I don't think I'm going to do anything quite yet because I don't know all the different varieties of trusts. I don't know all the different financial outcomes or the tax outcomes. I don't know how to manage all of it because it seems so complicated. Piece of advice, that's what the attorney's there for. That's why you want to pick an attorney very carefully. But you do not need to be an expert in all of this. That's why you're paying good money, to have good advice from a qualified estate planning attorney.
I always laugh. I have, you know, friends growing up, and they were in their, you know, mid-20s, they're married, and then they'd say, you know, the timing's not right to have a child. We don't have enough money saved up. I'm like, there's never going to be a right time. You know what I mean?
Very good point.
You know, so we were like, you know, we're just going to have couple children. Yeah. Happen to have two boys, thank God, they're healthy and
wonderful.
Happy and you know, I don't think we're gonna have any more, but you never know.
Hey,
what the good Lord brings.
That's for sure.
I don't plan on it.
That's right.
And basically for a lot of folks listening, I mean, you don't have to be, your job isn't to know all this.
Right.
Whatever you do in your life, if you're a nurse or a dentist or a teacher or whatever you do, this is not something that you are focusing on every day. So you shouldn't figure you're going to be an expert on it.
Right.
You just need to find a firm that can handle all this for you.
Imagine using a similar analogy, Derek. Imagine if you had a really serious surgery that you needed to do, and you said to that surgeon, I don't want you to touch me until I know what every single drug does and every single incision and why you're doing it this way and not that way. I want to be an expert in this medical procedure before you do it. That's defeating the purpose.
That's a lot of law school.
It sure is.
A lot of health, what do you call it?
Medical school.
There you go.
Got it. Hey, that leads into my third point. So first point is the sooner the better. Second point is don't try to be the expert. You're hiring one. Third point is choose the attorney wisely. Now, this is something that's very important for a listener to understand. There are so many varieties of attorneys out there. You really want to pick an attorney that just does estate planning. But I'm going to take it one more. That just does estate planning and has a very, very strong understanding of trusts and the tax code and asset protection. Those are like the three top ones that you really want to make sure. Now, in McManus Estate Planning, you can tell we just do estate planning. It's a pretty safe bet to know that when you pick up the phone and call, you're going to get me as an estate planning attorney, and that's all I do all the time. So that's my focus. But there's very frequently law firms that people will engage. You know, they know the guy, they know the gal, they said they did something for them in the past, they're going to give it a shot, maybe they can knock out an estate plan. I think it's too important of a task to get someone who doesn't focus 100% of their time and energy and effort on not only understanding the law, but also the tax code and the financials as to how this is all going to fit together.
Yeah, if you're going to like a football camp and you're a quarterback, you want someone who knows that, how to throw a passing coach, who just focuses on passing. You don't, if they do like running back coaching and receivers and special teams, you're like, well, I want someone who's a specialist in the area that I need. And for those listening, that is estate planning for you.
Absolutely. And you want to pick a firm that's going to be around for a while. You want to pick a firm that's going to have a little bit of tread left on the tire. A lot of times people will come to us and they'll say, gee, you know, the attorney that drafted my estate plan 5 years ago, you know, the person retired or they passed away or they moved or something like that. You know, that's also a very important consideration, too.
And while we're running a little short on time, what's the fourth way to save?
The fourth one's real quick. I've seen a recent increase in marketing and firms that talk about these special named trusts. Now, please understand when you're creating a trust, the name of the trust isn't going to definitely tell you what's going on in that trust. Sometimes I've seen attorneys trademarking the names of their trusts, coming up with fancy sounding names for trusts, like, you know, mega trusts and other kinds of silly names like that. Please don't assume that because there's a fancy name to the trust, it's going to do what you need to do. The Internal Revenue Code does identify certain kinds of trusts, and you should have your attorney identify what part of the Internal Revenue Code you're talking about. Where's the legal authority for getting done what we want to get done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought you were going to go with, like, the super-duper trust.
If you look hard enough, there's an attorney out there. Yeah, and they put it out there, and clients will see it. Oh, this is a mega trust? Well, that's what I want.
Oh, I don't want the regular trust.
Yeah.
I want the mega trust.
Yeah, so please don't fall for just a fancy, clever-sounding name for the trust. The name is just a convenience.
Really good stuff, Keith. So those are four ways to save on estate planning. And I was talking to Keith off-air. He does live events every month or so, sometimes two a month, but they fill up fast. I've been to these things and they're always packed to the brim. So if you want to learn more about different ways from estate planning, understand trusts, understand estate planning as a whole, we register for one of his workshops while there's space available. He has one available September 13th, which is a Wednesday, at the Yarmouth House down the Cape, and then Tuesday, the 19th, which is a Daniel Webster Inn, also down the Cape. There's more off-Cape seminars in October, but if you want to register one of those two events, call 508-778-8855. Again, 508-778-8855. After the break, we'll give you four penalties that you should avoid during retirement.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
My dad planned ahead, so his assets were transferred after he passed just the way he wanted.
I gave power of attorney to my daughter, and now I know that someone I trust will be making decisions when I can't.
The plan we created ensured that our family would avoid having to go to probate court to get their inheritance.
We set up a trust so that our son would be protected if he got divorced.
Careful estate planning is the best way to guarantee that your wishes are carried out to benefit your loved ones. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we're committed to safeguarding your assets for your family's well-being. We'll take you through our dedicated process so you can feel secure about the future. The most important thing is to prepare a complete and detailed estate plan specifically for you. Because estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
Can you imagine trying to build a house with only a hammer? Of course not. So how could you possibly build a retirement plan without having all the tools? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, to make sure you know that not all financial advisors are the same. At SHP Financial, we are fiduciaries who are required to act in your best interest. But what really makes us different is all the tools that we bring to the table to create solid retirement plans. As an independent firm, we aren't beholden to a big Wall Street bank or insurance company like some advisors. Stop working with people that are only trying to sell you annuities or only offer investment advice. At SHP Financial, you'll get a full retirement plan that covers income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning all in one place. Call us today, 800-227-7777, to schedule a complimentary financial review. That's 800-227-7777, or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now, 800-227-7777, for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Most retirees are prepared for the income tax that comes along with retirement, but not many are aware of the other penalties that exist as well. We're going to discuss four government penalties and how to avoid them. So Matt, I know we're going to go through these four pretty quickly, but what's your first one that you think people should know about?
Well, I'm going to start with the top one, or the top one in the sense that it can be as high as a 50% penalty in regards to your required minimum distributions. So for all of our listeners out there, our required minimum distributions, or RMDs, are what you have to take out from your qualified money or your pre-tax money when you turn 70 and a half. So this is things like 401k, 403Bs, IRAs, anything that you have received a tax deduction on way back when, you know, which was great at the time you're working, you know, you're lowering your tax liability by contributing to a 401k or a 403B or a traditional IRA. Well, RMDs are when the IRS wants their pound of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once you turn 70 and a half, you must begin withdrawing funds. Now, generally, you have to take your RMDs by December 31st of that following year, although first timers can wait until their initial payout as late as April 1st of the following year. But here's the big penalty. If you do not take your required minimum distribution by the deadline, you will face a penalty equal to 50% of the amount you failed to withdraw. Again, 50%.
For some of our clients, that could be a $10,000, $20,000 penalty if we didn't do our job.
Correct. Now, which is actually funny, because that's the one note to let people know, is that if you miss the deadline, don't automatically send a check, because the IRS at times can make exceptions. So if you fell ill that giving year, or if you got bad advice, like Derek, like you were just saying, they'll waive that penalty. So it is a big one, but be aware of it, but just try to avoid it, because you don't want to, again, be in those chair.
Or just make sure you're aligned with a firm that covers that for you. That's their job, to make sure that you're covering your minimum distributions year after year to avoid this 50% taxes. Or tax. So number two that I want to go through is really not a penalty, but it's really death tax. So if you die too wealthy, the IRS will take one final swipe at your assets. So from a federal level, the taxes aren't paid until you exceed $5.49 million in total estates, which is home, property, retirement accounts, all those assets. If you're a couple, it's almost $11 million, $10.98 million, before you are taxed federally on your estate. But for many states, in Massachusetts, we're so lucky to be one of those states, there's a death tax in Massachusetts for $1 million. So once you're over $1 million, or for a couple, if you do proper planning, $2 million, then you start having death tax or estate tax that comes into play. So at our firm, when we build up this five-step process for you and our listeners and our clients, the retirement roadmap, income planning, investments, legacy, taxes, healthcare. Well, from part of our legacy plan and part of our tax plan is to reduce those taxes for the next generation. So there's ways to avoid these taxes if you plan properly. If you're working with someone who just focuses on the money and the investments, you might be missing out on a huge advantage from a tax perspective, being able to avoid the death tax.
Well, that's why I love talking about these types of things, because we don't have to speculate when it comes to what the taxes are going to be, because we know exactly what they are.
And
we
can tell. Known knowns.
Right, exactly. The known knowns. I mean, here's an RMD. Here's a death tax penalty. And then number three is a penalty for failing to sign up for Medicare at the right time. So what happens is that once you turn 65, if you're enrolled in Social Security, you become automatically enrolled in Medicare at that point in time. But if you're not, and if you're delaying Social Security, then you're not automatically enrolled and specifically into Part B. Now, what happens is that if you fail to enroll during your initial enrollment period, you'll have to pay a late enrollment period as much as 10% of the Part B premium for every year that you should have had coverage. So again, 10% if for every year you should have had coverage. Now, let me also qualify that a little bit, because if you have current coverage, so let's say you're working, you're 67 years old, and you have coverage through your employer, you don't necessarily need to be worried about the penalty. Whereas if you are not working, you have no coverage, and you're just delaying paying into Medicare because you're fit and healthy and you don't think you're going to get sick, that's who the penalty is going after. And that's what we want to make sure that you're avoiding.
And hopefully, as you listen to what we're talking about, I'm assuming or hoping that your advisor or the firm that you work with takes care of these issues for you, because this is a lot of things besides just what stock or bond should I buy, or what mutual fund should I have my money in. So we've talked about the failure to take your required minimum distribution. We've talked about the penalty for not signing up for Medicare at the right time. We've talked about the extra tax as it comes from the death tax in Massachusetts and both the federal tax limit. And then finally, we'll talk about a lifetime reduction in Social Security benefits if you don't claim properly. So some key ages to know for your what we consider your full retirement age in Social Security. So for people born between 1943 and 1954, full retirement age is 66. It gradually climbs towards 67 if your birthday falls between 1955 and 1959. And for those who are born in 1960 or later, the full retirement age is 67. So as you know, you can take Social Security, you can trigger it as early as age 62. Now, there's some other areas, if you're a widow or widower, or if you have a disability, you can even take it earlier than that. But for most folks out there, it's 62 is the earliest you can take it, but you could be forfeiting a lot of money by taking it too early. For example, if you're working and you take it at 62, you're only allowed to make in 2017, $16,920. If you make more than that, then guess what? They're going to start taking money back from the Social Security payments that you received. So you definitely don't want to trigger it if you're making more than $16,920 per year. Once you get to age 66, 67, whatever your full retirement age is, you can collect Social Security and make unlimited amounts of money. And there's no one takes anything back from you.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with making unlimited amounts of money.
Well, as for this fourth one, the only thing I'll say is we see a lot of like these seminars that are available and workshops where people, it's the number one thing that gets people's attention and gets retirees' attention is Social Security. And so they'll put these workshops on, come get your Social Security plan. And that's all they do is run an analysis on what you get if you trigger it at this age or that age and what the break-even point is. And then so a lot of advisors will have you come in, give you some analysis, and then try to transition you to do something else with them or buy a product, annuity or insurance product. When in reality, sometimes to know when to take Social Security is a lot more than just the dollars that come out of Social Security. Because maybe there's a way if you took it later, you get more. But then what about all the other things you have to take into account, like the tax ramifications on when you're taking it, or the investment returns of money that you don't have to take out of your investments if you took it early? So the whole bottom line is, unless someone knows your entire situation, unless you work with someone that builds a holistic plan, there's a lot of factors that have to be known first before you know when and how and if you should take Social Security. So with that being said, our retirement roadmap process, like I mentioned, as part of our income planning process, we look at how to maximize Social Security. So beyond that, we look at investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning to make sure you have a plan that covers all the major areas of retirement, not just a one-trick pony that does Social Security or does investments or whatever. You need someone that looks at the whole picture, because I don't think you have time to go to 15 different places to have a retirement plan. We have 7 appointments available for you over the next 2 weeks. If you want to come sit down and learn what we can do for you, we'll send you out a copy of our new book once you book an appointment. And to do so, go to either shpfinancial.com or call 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777 or shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to discuss during our weekly market report the events that are transpiring overseas, particularly North Korea, and how that may or may not affect your nest egg. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, It's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Each and every week, we try to take a topic out there in the financial markets and just try to relay maybe how it may impact, you know, your portfolio, impact your nest egg. A lot of people have concerns about different things as they come up, and there's no difference now in terms of what's going on in North Korea, Matt. And a few weeks ago, or in the last few weeks, we've seen some volatility. We've seen some really good up days and really bad, down days, which is, to me, sometimes good for the market. Mm-hmm. But we've seen some volatility start to creep in a little bit more than it has in the past, you know, year or so.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I guess a lot of folks are asking me when I have, you know, meetings that people come in for the first time, they're just a little bit nervous. You know, a lot of people listening to the show have worked so hard to get to where they are and sacrificed their whole lives. And now it's like, is there going to be some event that's going to change my retirement outlook? What do I need to do? And that's where we're going to, you know, so I guess just, can North Korea impact your nest egg?
Well, it's a great question, Derek, and absolutely it was in the news because anytime, you know, a sitting president who has nuclear weapons at his arsenal talking about fire and fury will kind of get you a little bit on edge as to what's going to happen. And because we all know that one miscalculation or one rush to judgment or whatever it might be send us down a string of dominoes that where do we land? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to take the market report just to talk a little bit specifically about, you know, about the Korean Peninsula and kind of what that means, but also then just put it into context of geopolitical events in general and about how much of an impact do they actually have. So let me first start with North Korea, because number one is that the bigger concern is not necessarily an attack on the U.S. mainland, because yes, they may or may not have the capability, but there's such defense mechanisms that we have nowadays that it is very, very unlikely that any type of mainland American would get hit. What's a more scary scenario is if Seoul or if South Korea gets attacked, because I'm sure everyone's heard of Samsung. I'm sure everyone's heard of Kia. There are plenty of great companies and great work and production that's coming out of specifically in technology.
Technology, especially, yeah.
Exactly. you know, that's coming out of Seoul. And so an attack on the Korean mainland would be really, you know, clearly bad, not just for the humankind and all the lives that could potentially be lost, but also clearly on the South Korean economy, which would again affect the, you know, the global economy. But even then, it would still be relatively minor, only because of the fact of how much of their GDP, you know, it is in the big world. So, I mean, thankfully, we do have a globalized economy. And so not that we want that to happen by any means. But, you know, if you're looking at it sort of rationally and very coldly, you'd say, OK, all right, so this would be some issues. But, you know, so the U.S. economy might be able to make it through. But here's the point in regards to geopolitical events in general. And so let me kind of take you through a couple in history. September 11th, 2001, everyone remembers September 11th for that event. And they just showed that even within that time, even within, let's say, about 6 months or 3 months after that, the market had recovered after September 11th, or the worst attack on U.S. soil since Pearl Harbor. And you can go back into history. For example, when Iraq invaded Kuwait, the market dropped, you know, a couple percentage points initially and a couple after those next couple months. But then within less than a year, it was up 10%.
Yeah.
You know, and then even the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, if you go back into the 60s, even the Cuban Missile Crisis, it, you know, the markets dropped up to 6%, right, you know, during the event, but still did not derail what is our economy, which is a $19 trillion economy. So, you know, volatility doesn't do it. You know, geopolitical events doesn't necessarily do it.
I mean, you had the fiscal cliff. You had the Paris, obviously, horrible events. You had Brexit. You had, you know, Chinese stock market crashing. You had ICE. I mean, there's event after event that it's important to cover, because obviously it's people care about it, but Is it going to derail a $19 trillion economy?
Well, and as you're saying, because we put that in the report, I mean, literally, if you just, you know, we put a chart that if an investor just attached blinders, turned off the television, mm-hmm. and ignored the events, all the events that have happened since January 1st, 2008, he or she would have from 2008, January 2008, so this is pre-fallout, from 08 until March of 2017, they would have had a return of the S&P 500 of about 7.6%.
Yeah.
So through all of that volatility and all that frightening events, you would have been up if you didn't pay attention.
Exactly.
Meaning if you just didn't, you know, you turned off all the television and all the media.
Exactly. Just shut your eyes and open them a bunch. I call it taking like a long plane ride to like Bora Bora. Like, and imagine the plane ride super shaky and up and down, and then you land, you're like, oh, I'm glad I took that flight. But the flight stunk because it was bumping around.
Yeah. Well,
I've done that before, by the way.
Well, it's also, I mean, you had mentioned in the opening segment about how, you know, a family had come in recently and just talking about, you know, thinking about taking some chips off the table. And I love to tell people about that because, you know, during all of these events when the market was crashing, you know, people always, you know, they're very proud because they say, look, hey, Matt, as long as I don't sell, I don't lose. And it's absolutely right. As long as you don't sell out of the market, it's what's called an unrealized gain, and just let it recover and eventually it will be in the positive. But you also don't make money unless you sell.
That's a great, say that one more time.
You also do not make money unless you sell.
Correct.
So here we have, you know, the market is at an all-time high. It's continuing to sort of chug along. You know, thankfully, there isn't any recession looming, and that's really kind of what is a bigger fear for, you know, this market in general. But why not sell a little bit? Why not cash in some chips? Because now you're officially capturing that money because you sell when it's up.
That's a really good point. And to get our weekly market report, we send it out every Sunday. Sign up at shpfinancial.com. Again, shpfinancial.com. Newsletter sign up, and great advice, Matt, from the certified financial planner that you are. Appreciate that. And so what I would say is, you know, Matt kind of mentioned it earlier, but I guess the two questions are, you know, number one, what does money mean to you at this stage? And what's really important in your life right now? As you think about it, what's important? Is it to double your money in 5 years and take all the chances to do so? Or is it to make sure that you have enough income for the rest of your life to cover your retirement needs, to be able to travel, see your grandkids, do whatever it is that you do in your leisure time, and whatever goals you have? without having to worry as much about the market. If that's you, if you want a plan that can take you to and through retirement with less volatility, and especially if you're relying on income in retirement, take some time out of your day. Come and sit down with us. That's what we're here for. We've been doing it since 2003. We're super happy to help and we're passionate about what we do. You just need to take an hour of your time with a cup of coffee and sign up for an appointment. To do so, we have offices at your convenience in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. We have 7 appointments available as we speak for the next 2 weeks. When you sign up, you'll get 2 things. You'll get a nice video that introduces exactly what we do and what the appointment's going to look like. So there's nothing that's going to be thrown at you that you're going to be surprised at. And we're also going to send you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, to give you an education, very easy read on exactly why we do what we do so that you can live the retirement that you've dreamed of. To book that appointment, pick up the phone now. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or you can book an appointment online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, Matt and I are going to take you through our retirement roadmap recap and leave you with our top 2 takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Have you ever watched a game show where someone has to answer questions under pressure and decide to risk all their winnings or cash out? Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, co-founder of SHP Financial. When it comes to planning for your retirement, that's a game we don't want you to play, especially near retirement and while the market's near all-time highs. So give us a call today at 800-227-7777 for a complimentary risk analysis and retirement planning session. We'll get a good understanding of your current strategy, your goals, and risk tolerance. Then we'll shape a plan for you that can grow your nest egg without feeling like you're risking it with the, quote, wrong decision. So make sure to call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for your complimentary risk analysis and retirement planning session. It will take about an hour, but just could change your life. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. In times of market volatility, it's even more important to have the correct amount of risk in your investment. At SHP Financial, we use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically pinpoints your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a precise way to measure your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Visit shpfinancial.com and click What's My Risk Number? Answer the quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path for your financial goals. Put the most advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Visit shpfinancial.com and click the link, What's My Risk Number? That's shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So hopefully you were able to take some things from today's show that you're able to apply in your lives, especially if you're close to or in retirement. We talked today a little bit about a few examples of clients and different people that have come in to meet with us over the last few weeks and what some of their concerns were as it pertains to risk and not having a holistic plan and so forth. We also talked with attorney Keith McManus on 4 ways to help save on estate planning. We gave you 4 penalties and tax implications that you should avoid during retirement. And then during our weekly market report, we discussed kind of what's going on both globally and here domestically and really how it pertains to your nest egg. So with that being said, we want to leave you. It's just Matt and I here today. Keith is on vacation. He'll be back next week. But we want to leave you with 2 really good takeaways from today's show. So Matt, what's your number one takeaway?
All right, Derek, I want to go back to something I spoke about last segment, which was the fact that you don't make any money if you don't sell from the stock market, and nor do you lose any money unless you sell. And so let me explain the first or the second half of that, which everyone kind of understands, which is when the markets do fall, like when they did fall off of some of those geopolitical tensions or in 08 or 2 years ago when China devalued its currency. I mean, the market's always dropping, you know, or can drop, obviously, pretty significantly. And people know that, okay, I only lose if I sell. You know, so if the market drops 10 percentage points and everyone's lost, you know, 10% of their money, well, or they look on their line, they see 10% down. Well, they know, like, don't worry, Matt. I'm a wise advisor. I know that I only lose money if I were to sell when the market was down 10%. Well, just to remind everybody that the opposite of that is true as well, is that you don't make money unless you sell either. So now we're in a different scenario. Now the market's not down 10%. Now the market is hitting all-time highs. It seems to be week by week. So now's not a bad time to take some of those gains, cash in some of those chips, and make some money.
Yeah, my final thought is really similar to yours, Matt, in the fact that, you know, people that are listening have worked so hard to get to this point, and I just don't want anyone to jeopardize their retirement by taking too many chances. And so I'm going to ask you a few questions to think about as you're driving around or whatever it is you're doing right now. You know, number one, what does money mean to you? Number two, what's really important in your life right now? And what really matters to you at this point in time from a financial perspective? Is it to double your money in 5 years so that you can, you know, try to picking all the next, you know, stock tips and hopefully you double your money with the risk of losing half of it? Or is it just to make sure 100% that you have a plan that'll give you enough income in retirement to be able to do what it is that you want to do and then leave some money behind? If that's the case, are you 100% confident if you want that plan, that you have a plan in place that's going to give you enough income for the rest of your life? That's a starting point that we want to help you with here at SHP Financial as part of building your retirement roadmap. But you need to help us by taking some action and picking up the phone. Book an appointment. We have 7 available appointments to come in and sit down with us in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. There's no charge, and we'll also send you a complimentary copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, to get that education process started. Again, the number to call is 800-227-7777. Say you want a no-obligation review at one of our offices, 800-227-7777, or you can book an appointment online at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much as always, and we look forward to talking to you again next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.